Hi, welcome to the first podcast of November. Ahead of us now, we've got the wonderful run-up to the holidays. Or if you don't like the holidays, then enjoy the fall and the time inside. It's that little bit colder, so you can really get into some of the activities that fire you up. And if there are some obstacles that have been getting in the way between you and what you really want to do, what you want to put out in the world, then now is a good time to tackle that. And the good news is there are a lot of free resources online that can really help connect you with your purpose in quite a meaningful way. You might have your own practice like meditation or journaling or just going for it. But some of the online resources that I found really helpful is something called Money Map. And also I've been working with some free resources from Gina Gabellini, which is another Facebook group. And I know Facebook can be a thing for good or bad. People say it can take your attention away from the work you want to do. But right now, it has to be said, it does still have that power of connecting you with free resources and also like-minded people. So that's the kind of spirit that I'm moving forward with, looking for those resources whereby you do create a community, you do create a momentum, you make connections beyond the work that you're doing, and then it's just so powerful to see other people ahead and behind you, and then you kind of move forward together. If this is something that you've experienced, then do let me know in the comments. But I just wanted to share why I've had a sort of light bulb moment with some of these online resources. So the free 7-day money map process that I did, and that's a Facebook group called Fund Your Revolution, is really inspiring because it is about you and it's about doing some work that focuses you on what you want to do. It has given me a really big insight in looking at where I put my energy. And although that might seem a no-brainer, obviously you put your energy on the things you want to get done. Well, not so. When I did a sort of Google calendar of all of the things that I do in a day, just one day, and I really extend that challenge to you as well. Try that and you'll see where you can move forward on using these resources. It was just insane the amount of time that I spent on other people's agendas. And it is a word of warning when you use social media that, yes, it has been said that your inbox and Facebook notifications are full of other people's agendas for you. And I had 3 days off the internet and I did get clarity, a lot of clarity. So that's one step forward that I really could recommend. But moving forward with this, just this kernel of an idea that where you put your energy really matters. Because really you have that as a resource and it's going to light you up if you put it on the things that really matter to you. So that's just my little challenge to invite you, if you wanted to, just take that on board and have a look at the Facebook group too, because it's full of some really exciting revelations from people, and certainly people sharing very honestly just where you put your energy on, because that's where actions are going to happen, it's where positive change can happen. And it seems a simple revelation, but especially if you're a creative type, it can be seen as a competitive business, and to keep that workload or that momentum or productivity, then, you know, things do need to have an element of streamlining, I suppose, and an order. So yeah, just extending that, looking at your day, how you do things, what you do, and who you are, how you feel in those moments is also equally important. But right now, with the cold nights drawing in, I just wanted to extend that little experience and just say, have a look and see where your energy is being spent, because it was a big surprise for me. So whatever projects you're working on this week, I really hope that it becomes a wonderful practice for you and that some amazing inspiration or whatever it needs to flow into your life comes in. The peak shows at the theatre here are happening, all the best things they've left just before Christmas for people to really enjoy and to tempt people out of their house. So lots of interesting stories being told here where I am, just south of London. And again, it's being selective. It's what I put my energy into that I'm moving forward with. And I'm already really feeling the results of that with, you know, some good response back to my for my work that I've put out there. So whatever you're up to this week, let me know. And I look forward to connecting again soon with this journey forward into going a little bit deeper with our work and having a look at the group of Fund Your Revolution and becoming part of a tribe, whichever tribe suits you, you know, and it could be the tribe of one, you know, but finding that tribe that's really important for you to resonate your work, that you can be part of a collective and see your work out there. And that's another way that you can, of course, put your work out there. It doesn't have to be a solo piece. You can be part of an artistic collective, a writer's group, a collaboration. It's a really exciting way to see work and putting your energy where it counts. So whatever you're up to, here's to you.